This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. This is the time of year when tour buses and cars full of out-of-staters trek to Vermont to take in the beauty of our fall foliage. For those who live and work here year-round, it's a reminder to enjoy this gift of nature. It may be past peak in some regions of our state right now, but there are still some great spots to go leaf peeping this weekend. And to get an update, we turn to John Sinclair, the forest supervisor for Green Mountain and Finger Lakes National Forest.
The reds of the maples have just been spectacular with their vibrant bursting colors. You know, when the sun hits them in the morning or later in the day, it really creates that pop of color. And then the golden colors from the birches and aspen are also really beautiful this time of year. And that red and yellow coloration really helps those trees stand out on that broader landscape, particularly when they're backed up by some evergreen foliage of spruce fir or pines. It really makes those colors stand out. And I think that viewing these fall colors on the National Forest and across the regions of Vermont, people aren't going to be disappointed this year.
Where I live, it's all yellow all the time, and it's been beautiful. Sinclair has been monitoring the progress of the changing leaves, and he offered us a current foliage report and where peak will pop next.
Right now, the northern aspects of the forest and also the higher elevations are either at peak or just past peak, and the lower elevations, particularly near the Champlain Valley, are just nearing peak at this period of time. The next few weeks, the colors will change. It will be based really on pockets and how the weather conditions play out. The rain we've had the last few weeks hasn't been great for viewing the higher elevations. Some of the areas have been fogged in. But on a day-to-day basis or periods of time frame, we can still expect to see some really beautiful colors over the period of time, with some of the oak leaves changing here later in the season, and also particularly in the southern part of the state around Manchester and south should really be getting into some of the peak beautiful color seasons.
Okay, most importantly, he offered some wonderful viewing locations for you to enjoy.
Traveling north or south along Route 7, heading north from Bennington or really south of Middlebury, there's going to be some spectacular views of the Green Mountain National Forest that will be to the east for people. Traveling along that corridor, traveling through these small, picturesque Vermont communities with the backdrop of the fall foliage, it's really going to be something to be seen, and it's an easily accessible route as you're going along. Also, if you're further south in the state around Arlington or West Wardsboro and you want to take Kelly Stand Road, it's a beautiful Vermont dirt road, country road through the woods, leaves and trees overhanging the road in places in peak color. And it's also worth a rest break or a lunch stop at Grout Pond on the Green Mountain National Forest, and you'll be able to see those beautiful colors over a picturesque pond. Really, this is one of the most beautiful times to be out on the National Forest and visiting your public land.
That was John Sinclair, Forest Supervisor for the Green Mountain and Finger Lakes National Forest. And let's continue our tour around Vermont. Joining me is Vermont Edition producer Rick Singeri. Hi, Rick.
Hey, Jane.
So Rick is one of about 200 people who have officially, according to the Vermont 251 Club, who have officially been to all 251 cities and towns in Vermont. And Rick is actually the speaker at the Vermont 251 Club's annual meeting this Sunday. So we pulled him into the studio today to talk a little bit about some of the hidden gems in Vermont and why somebody would make a pilgrimage to all 251 towns. Rick, why?
Well, because you can. I have wanderlust. I've been to over 650 covered bridges in my life. And when I found out that there was this thing, this 251 Club, and people go out and try to hit every one, I thought, oh, I can do that. And I think I was already around 100 when I decided I'm going for it.
What are the rules?
Pretty much show up. It's good to engage someone in the town if you can, or take a picture. But, you know, there are places like Verscher where, you know, it's hard to engage anything. And you just, you know, take
But you
your
have
time.
To get out of your car. You can't you just do. Drive through.
Yeah, you really do. You really want to get out and see something of the town. And I've gone back to towns like Randolph that I had already been to several times, parked the car, took pictures and found places like the Randolph Coal and Ice Company that's hard by the railroad tracks that is one of my favorite buildings in the entire state now.
All right. So are there towns that you think all Vermonters should visit, even if you're not trying to do the 251 Club?
Yeah, most definitely. I'll pick some from around the state. Start in Orwell, which is in Addison County. And this town looks like you have just been placed on a train display. There's the Orwell Bank that just has bank written over the
one of the smallest banks in the country, I think.
Oh, it's wee and lovely. You can go into Buxton's, the general store there, grab a sandwich, and then sit out on this beautiful green at the gazebo, and you're surrounded by wonderful Victorian buildings and the school and the church. Yeah, it feels like you've been dropped into a train display. I love the Glover Metroplex in the Northeast Kingdom, Glover and West Glover. Now, Jane, a lot of my talk on Sunday, and because I love to eat, will mention places to eat. So I will probably throw some out here. But
yes, be ready with an appetite if you're going to do these tracks.
That's right. So in Glover, there's Currier's, the general store that has more taxidermy per square foot than any place in the world. There's the Red Sky Trading Company, and it's one of those, you know, self-service places where you put the money in the box on the honor system. There's Parker Pie, which has great pizza out in West Glover. Bread and Puppet Museum and the Bread and Puppet Theater, but the museum is open year-round. You can stop into. And as you head out of Glover, there's the Museum of Everyday Life, which is another wonderful little stop on your tour. I love Brattleboro down in the southern part of the state, which is really hip and cool. And then Isle of Mott out over in the islands, there's the St. Anne Shrine, but also the Fisk Farm, where we had Teddy Roosevelt found out that the president had been shot. He was vice president, was visiting there. There's fossils, there's apples. So those are the places, and no slight to everywhere else in the state, but those are the places I think
we have limited time. You can't go through all 251.
That's right.
You know, it's been really depressing to be your colleague and friend these last several years since you finished, because you just don't explore anymore.
Oh, yeah, right. I keep going. That's the thing. I have not stopped. There's more things I want to see. Recently, I got to do some things that have been kind of on my list to do and really experienced them. And I can't believe how wonderful they were. I can't believe I waited so long. I went on the UVM architectural tour in Burlington with Bill Averett, and that was fascinating.
Why? What's so fascinating about UVM's architecture?
Yeah, it's really neat stuff. And he gives you such great historical context. Now, it's ended for the year. It'll start again next year, so be looking out for that. I just went last weekend to the Kent Museum over in Calais.
I'm jealous about this.
Yes. There's an art exhibit of Vermont artists that goes on for just about a month. Again, it just ended. But put this on your calendar for next year. I could not stop taking pictures of the art. I was stunned by the creativity and the variations that you saw throughout this exhibit.
And it's really only open a month every year.
That's it. Boom. So it'll be a new one next year, and you have to go. I also got to hike Mount Philo. Now, I've never been to Mount Philo until just about a month or so ago.
This is in Chittenden County in Chilliwack.
Yes. And Judy Chaves, who has written a book called The Secrets of Mount Philo, took me on a hike and just showed me wonderful things, you know, that I should have known about this beautiful spot.
Great raptor watching. Did you see any raptors?
We didn't. There were people looking for hawks that day. Didn't see any that day. But I do know that I'll be going up there in the winter. I love extreme sledding, so that's a spot for me. And also, this past weekend, I went to my first church chicken pie supper in Montpelier.
I'm surprised that's your first.
I know.
You've been to the big game suppers, but never a chicken pie
supper?
That's
right. Many game suppers. Danville I've done. I've done Tynmouth. I've done Bolton. But yeah, never a chicken pie supper. I guess it was too ordinary for me.
I met
some people from northern Manitoba, actually.
Which you should also know, Rick is a big time Canadiophile.
Yes.
I don't know what we call that exactly,
but big
time into Canada. Is there anything that you haven't done in Vermont or seen or visited that you're still keeping on your list?
Yeah, so I would say this is kind of an embarrassment that I haven't been to certain places, like the Rokeby Museum, which is in Ferrisburg. Really, that I don't know why it's taken me so long, and I still haven't gone. But
it's great.
I know I've got to go there. And then there's these places that I've been to but not been inside. So I've taken many people to the Round Schoolhouse, which is in Brookline. And Jane, I'm going to stir a little controversy. The sign out front says it's the only one. Actually, I have found one over in New York State. So I don't know if that sign needs to be rectified or what's going on. But anyway, it's a gorgeous, wonderfully preserved brick round schoolhouse in Brookline. I want to get inside and see it. I also want to get inside something called the Yosemite Engine Company, which is in Chester. It's gorgeous architecture. Two towers. One is for smoke. The other is for hanging the hoses to dry. So I want to get in and see that building.
You know, Rick, you talk about all of these places that you've been to and the 251 Club, but I know there are some Gores and Grants that are sort of unincorporated
right.
places in Vermont. Are those part of the 251 Club?
They aren't. So they don't count in the number. They don't count in becoming what they call a plus club member, which is what I am. I've been to Buell's Gore, but I have.
I was going to say, I'll take you to Buell's Gore. Darn it.
Yeah, that's the easy one to get to. So someday I have to get to like Avery's Gore, Warner Grant, you know, those things. I haven't yet, but you have to really have time to and know what you're doing to hike into them.
Yeah, so. Buell's Gore you can drive through.
Right.
So, Rick, you're giving a talk this Sunday. What inspired you to share your love of Vermont?
Well, so it is the annual meeting. They have a big annual dinner or luncheon. And I can't stop talking about Vermont and all these wonderful little places. I'll be off the grid somewhere like in Concord and find out that, oh, my gosh, that was where the first normal school in the country was. And so I just get fired up about every little thing I learned about the state and just want to talk about it all the time.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you talk about it with us today. I really appreciate you coming in and sharing it with
us. You're so
Rick.
Welcome.
Yeah, I mean, coming in, we only pulled him from, you know, from inside the building.
There.
But there you go. That's Rick Singeri. He's a VPR and Vermont Edition producer. He's been to all 251 cities and towns in Vermont, and he's the speaker at the 251 Club's annual meeting this Sunday.